if somebody's waiting for you to get ready so you can go with him, and he says, oh, come on, hurry up, you might say, well, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Okay.
That's what my son suggested. I said, well, we can do that a little while. Yeah. I didn't say in a minute.
Yeah, that's too fast, huh? Let's see. If you're going somewhere and you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, you might stop somebody and say, How
far is near the den?
Okay. If you want to know how regularly somebody goes to town, you might say, do you go to town?
Well, I said my stepmama went every week.
Yeah, okay.
Take milk and butter and eggs.
If you were going to ask somebody about that, how would you ask them?
How far it is from here to there.
Okay. Let's see. This part of your head right here, you call your what?
Forehead.
Okay. And if a man didn't shave, he'd be growing a
beard.
Okay. And where did an old-timey storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Oh, which ear? Which one?
Right ear.
Okay. Or if he was left-handed, he might keep it
on his left ear.
Okay. If somebody was mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay.
Which I am now.
No, you're not. Oh, you're chewing gum, yeah.
Yeah.
You're just not mumbling. You might say, oh, so-and-so got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay. And you wear a tie around your
neck.
Okay. And what do you call this little part of your neck right here? What's it?
I call mine the jug handle.
Okay. Okay.
That's what Papa used to tell us.
Jug handle?
We'd see that in his throat. And we said, Papa, what is it?